Jacaranda FM's Breakfast with Martin Bester, 6 to 9 weekdays.
I read the article coming out saying that 90% of all people are still smoking, regardless of all the lockdown rules. Some people use the opportunity to quit completely, but they're definitely in the minority. Most other people find a way. Let's just stick with that. They find a way.
Yes.
Of smoking, right? Uh-huh. If you really, really want to stop, it's not easy. It's the toughest thing that I think I've ever done is quit smoking. I smoked for many years and I tried to stop many times. And then eventually I quit in 2007 and never smoked again. And I honestly didn't think that I could do it. Honestly did not think that I could do it. And I just, you've got to get good advice, good support, and you really, really, really want to stop smoking. Otherwise, you know, people who say, I really should stop smoking, but I enjoy it so much.
Yeah.
How many
times did you fall off the wagon when you did try?
The last time, none. Before that, I think I four times tried seriously to stop smoking. And then, you weet, dan doen jy 'n paar goedjies wat jou net, you know, that kind of reminds you. Jy gaan nou lekker sommer te eindjie gaan. Here's no time for a sip of some coffee or for a drinkie or whatever the case may be.
Yeah.
So, which side do you fall? The people, the 90% that just kept smoking right throughout the lockdown, ain't nothing going to stop you? Or are you part of the couple of percent of people that quit for good? Hello, Linda.
Ja. Goeiemôre, Bart. Hoe gaan ek?
Lekker en jy?
Goed, dankie.
Hoe lank rook jy?
Vanaf ek so 22 was, so ek is nou 56.
So,
lang
baie lang, ja. 'N paar jare. Hoekom wil jy nou ophou?
Ek het gesê, dit consume my hierdie ding. Ek wil ophou, die ek dink aan die hele tijd om op te hou. Dit is die hele dagse ding. As ek nie, jy weet wat ek sê, dit is, ek wil so graag ophou, en het maak, laat my oud word. Dit kost geld, wat ek nie weet nie. Ek koop eerder een beetje sigarette as iets anders wat ek nodig het. Soos my hairdryer wat nou stikkend is, bijvoorbeeld. Maar pak sigarette sal ek gaan koop. Maar dit net in die self vir die, my haar droog. Maar dit consume my net. Elke keer as ek een op, ek rook nou net so 6 tot 10 a dag. Maar
Soos 'n pakkie elke 2 dae.
Ja, so iets wel.
Hoeveel kos 'n pakkie sigarette deesdae?
Wel, ongelukkig, ek weet nie of ek kos die reg is nie. Ek koop by die goedkope sigarette in elk geval. Even weet voor lockdown het ek daar gaan koop. So daai pakkies het my R15 tot R20 gekos.
Okay.
'N dag. Ek weet nie of ek kos ander sigarette nie.
Ek het al scary bedrag gehoor in die lockdown.
Nee, ek kan dit nie meer dit bekos. Ag nee, ek weet nie. Ek het al hierdie boeke gelees. Ek was al daar van 'n sigaret in hierdie lockdown.
Ja.
Maar dan's my daar net.
Het jy al die patches probeer?
Ag jare terug, ja. Lang terug.
Ja, I don't know. Dit werk jy altyd nie, hè? Ja. Beteken herinner my net, like, nicotine patch.
Nee.
Nicotine, like Homer Simpson. Smoke. A lot of people, there were stats that in a bit of an article that came out saying that 90% of people are smoking through this lockdown. Ain't nothing going to stop you now. I get it. It's a terrible addiction to quit. Then you get those people who really want to quit. They really, really want to quit. But they can't. Let's quickly hear, like this, listen to this.
Ek is een van die ouens, wat beslis wil ophou rook. Rook al meer as 30 jaar. Maar ek het al probeer en dit kan nie. Ek val maar heel tyd terug. Ek sê al 10 keer op. Elke nuwe jaar hou ek in elk geval op. Ek het al my boksie sigarette met 'n Zippo lighter by 'n venster uitgegooi. En dan koop ek maar die volgende dag weer. Ek wil so graag ophou, maar kan.
You can hear it. Hy wil bitter graag op. Mm-hmm. Hy wil op rook. Ek hoor
Martin, ek rook al vanaf ek in standaard 5 is. Ek is nou 31 jaar oud. Baie kere al probeer op rook. Ek het nou alle pille gebruik wat ek van weet. My rekord is 3 maande, maar ek bly net weer begin. En ek wil bitter graag ophou. Ek het deur hierdie lockdown gerook. Ek het plan gemaak, soos jy sê. Baie geld spandeer op baie goedkoop sigarette. Maar ja, ek kort op, ek moet ophou.
We've heard so many desperate people this morning.
He's smoked for longer than he didn't smoke. So he was 13 when he started, and he's now been smoking for 18 years.
And you can hear he really wants to. So what I'm saying on the show this morning is, if you quit smoking successfully, give these people advice.
Mm-hmm.
You can make them, you can do them a big favor. I've already given you my piece of advice, the counting of the cigarettes and then visualizing it and then count. And I'm a very competitive person. So then, okay, now I haven't smoked 700 cigarettes. Can I not smoke 1,000?
Yeah.
Can I not smoke 2,000?
2,000. Mm-hmm.
So if I smoke 20 a day and I quit in 2007,
sure.
Who can even work that out? How many cigarettes did I not smoke? That's my piece of advice. Maybe you've got better advice.
Beste advice om op te hou rook. Ek het dit gedoen gelukkig 10 jaar terug. Ek het nie nou nodig gehad om te sukkel om sigarette te koop nie. Ek het 'n maand voor die tyd elke dag vir myself gesê, jy het nog net soveel dae oor wat jy 'n roker is, jy sal nie weer rook nie. Ek het 30 jaar gerook en ek het actually opgehou daai dag wat ek vir myself toe nou sê dit is die laaste dag wat jy rook, het ek so met daai dag besluit, nee, ek's nou reg, ek gaan ophou. En ek het 10 jaar laas gerook.
Wat 'n countdown. Hey, wat dink jy daarvan? Werk dit vir jou?
I smoked for 33 years and I've managed to stop. I've been smoke free for 2.5 years. Okay, I used medication, but anybody who wants to stop smoking, my best advice to you would be keep your hands busy at all times. Keep your hands busy and your brain busy. The minute you want to pick up a cigarette, rather go and do something and say, I'll do it later, I'll smoke later, I'll smoke later. The more you say, I'll smoke later, that later never comes. Keep your hands busy, keep your brains busy, and tell yourself it's later.
Keep your hands busy doing something useful, though, surely. Otherwise, you're going to look a little strange. You're going to look a little neurotic.
Yeah, I think it's about also proactively creating a different routine.
Mm. Start something.
Yeah.
Pottery. What did you do?
Well,
What do you do? Posting.
Sowing,
composting.
Sowing, composting, gardening, weed the garden.
Maybe get cats. I don't know.
Just one thing, Alma. No need to be that guy. But the Handebeersacho, I've heard that before, hey? Handebeersacho, listen, this person's...
Gordon is van Pretoria. Ek het baie jare gerook. Ek het 40 plus 'n dag gerook.
Jo.
En ek het in die middel van 'n pakkie opgehou. En wat my gered het, ek het begin brei. So, kry iets om jou hande besig te hou.
You see, we were just saying that. Begin iets. Sy het begin brei, so nou rook sy nie meer nie.
Man.
I wasn't
Stop
easy.
It!
No.
Jacaranda FM's Breakfast with Martin Bester. 6 to 9 weekdays.